Bonjour tout le monde. Good morning, everyone. So I want to welcome everyone to the to this conference entitled "The Participatory Condition." Sometimes I'm confusing the term "the postmodern condition," but that's the whole point, I guess. So we're very happy to have, in fact, 19 speakers with us throughout the next 2 days, and they're coming from Canada and abroad. And from different disciplines, including art history, art, law, social sciences, humanities, game theoreticians, and all alike, and dealing with the question of participation. Alors, je vais juste dire quelques mots d'introduction sur le thème, et on pourra précéder, et je pourrai à ce moment-là aussi inviter la première conférencière. So just a few words. Our working argument in this colloquium is that contemporary societies have been increasingly mobilized by the principle of participation. Its generalization is concomitant with the development and popularization of so-called digital media, especially personal computers, networking technologies, the internet, the World Wide Web, the social web, what web 2.0, and video games. The expansion of participation as a relational principle, I'm not really sure if it is actually a relational principle, but that's the hypothesis, has become manifest in the variety of fields participation embraces, including participatory democracy, from representative to direct democracies, citizen journalism, social media communication, networking, open sourcing, hacktivism, the development of online communities, video gaming, and the elaboration of virtual game worlds, intelligent design and architecture, the idea that of the personal studio, and collaborative art. Participation is not only a notion and a set of practices, but mostly the promise and expectation that one can be actively involved with others in decision-making processes that affect the evolution of social bonds, communities, systems of knowledge, and organizations, as well as politics and culture. Tied to this promise and belief, as well as to the structures of the media technologies that appear to increasingly facilitate participation, is the possibility of communication and social change. But these possibilities are as much a desire as they are rhetoric, habits, and pre-programmed behaviors, means of modulation. This tension between the promises and impasses of participation, its hopes and disappointments, illusions and recuperation, is at the forefront of recent social, cultural, and political assessments of participation in relation to new media. The participatory condition critically probes the purported participatory nature attributed to media and unearths other forms of participation that might be obscured by excessive promises of digital utopias. Alors, l'impulsion participative repose sur une attente primordiale. La participation donne du pouvoir aux individus, crée des communautés plus solides et répond aux idéaux de la démocratie participative. Elle garantit la circulation de l'information et améliore le processus de prise de décision en permettant le partage de ces processus entre dirigeants et citoyens, producteurs, spectateurs et utilisateurs. Cependant, les débats entourant la participation et les révélations sur la réalité des pratiques participatives montrent que cette hypothèse présente un certain nombre de problèmes. En effet, son expansion en tant que principe relationnel pourrait bien en avoir fait un principe qui gouverne sans partage les approches participatives plutôt que de favoriser l'hétérogénéité. C'est pour cela qu'il est capital d'examiner à quel point la participation est réellement une modalité de changement dans la société actuelle. So this colloquium has been made possible thanks to the generous support of numerous partner organizations, whom I'd like to thank on behalf of Media at McGill. So the Beaverbrook Canadian Foundation, the Social Science and Humanities Research Council of Canada, le Musée d'art contemporain de Montréal, with a special thanks to John Zipitelli, General Director and Chief Curator of the Museum, and François Letourneux, Assistant Curator. Thank you for your unreserved support and assistance.
the Dean of Arts Development Fund at McGill, the Department of Art History and Communication Studies Speaker Series, the Canada Research Chair in Technology and Citizenship, the James McGill Chair in Contemporary Art History, the Wolf Chair in Scientific and Technological Literacy, the Center for the Study of Democratic Citizenship, the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, the Institute for Gender, Sexuality, and Feminist Studies, the Institute for the Public Life of Arts and Ideas at McGill University, and Exagram Concordia University. The colloquium has also been made possible thanks to the amazing, I would say breathtaking, sense of coordination of Tamar Tembeck, who has also co-conceptualized this event, assisted by Sophie Toupin and Mary Chin. So please note that French interpretation services will be provided throughout the colloquium. The colloquium will also be live streamed over the web, and videos of the colloquium will be archived on the colloquium website, pcond.ca, as well as on our website, media.mcgill.ca. You are encouraged to use hashtag PCOND to follow the colloquium on Twitter. The colloquium is accompanied by a free and non-credited participatory open online course. It's called a POOC, running online from October 15th to December 6th and facilitated by Alexander Milsov, a doctoral candidate in sociology at McGill University. All the contents of the online course will be archived and fully accessible at pcond.ca/pook. And in addition, Media at McGill has appointed 5 colloquium research delegates made up of doctoral and postdoctoral scholars at McGill University who are working on topics related to the subject of participation. And so these delegates are Alessandro Delfanti, Ian Kalman, Gretchen King, Adair Runthwaith, and Erandi Vergara-Vargas. Each of these delegates have assembled a team of 4 to 5 graduate researchers who have conducted background research on the topics covered in our panels. So for the colloquium, we have adopted the convention that the first question in each QA session will be posed by the research delegation that is responsible for the panel. And finally, all panels will be moderated by members of the colloquium's scientific committee, which is made up of Darren Barney, Gabriella Coleman, Jonathan Stern, Tamar Tembeck, and myself. So, without